Richard Jewell is trying to put his life back together. Last week, authorities said the security guard was no longer a suspect in the Olympic bombing investigation. Jewell was first called a hero for finding the bomb in Centennial Olympic Park, but quickly became a suspect in the case. He was never arrested. Jewell is accusing journalists and federal government of ruining his reputation. NPR's Kathy Lohr talked to a number of other people who have been through similar experiences. They say getting their lives back to normal isn't easy.
Richard Jewell is still shaken up by the three-month FBI investigation which targeted him. The U.S. Attorney's Office wrote Jewell, confirming that he is no longer a suspect in the Olympic Park bombing. But his ordeal is far from over.
While the government can tell you that I am an innocent man, the government's letter cannot give me back my good name or my reputation.
Jewell may have trouble rebuilding his life. Others who have gone through similar experiences, people who have been suspects in high-profile government investigations, say he may never fully regain his reputation or get compensation from the government.
Come on in. How are you today? All right, I reckon. What can I help you with?
Robert Wayne O'Farrell jumps into action every time the door to his discount store in New Brockton, Alabama is opened. O'Farrell is tall with white hair. He seems untroubled as he greets customers. O'Farrell is a grandfather who 6 years ago was accused of sending mail bombs, which killed a federal judge in Alabama and a civil rights attorney in Georgia.
I'm 53 years old, and I've been taught all my life that you are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Well, let me tell you something. With the FBI coming that Monday morning, they painted Wayne O'Farrell as a cold-blooded murderer. I was guilty. And I had to prove myself innocent. And let me tell you something. If you ain't never tried proving yourself to the government with the power that they got, it's not an easy task.
Back on January 22, 1990, O'Farrell was opening up his store as usual when FBI agents approached him and began asking what he knew about the mail bombings. They thought the type used in a letter O'Farrell had sent to a federal judge in an unrelated case matched the type used in letters sent by the mail bomber. The FBI picked up O'Farrell's wife. His 12-year-old daughter was questioned, and for weeks, federal law enforcement agents looked for the matching typewriter. Dozens of reporters descended on Enterprise, Alabama, as agents searched O'Farrell's home and business, digging up his septic tank and dredging a pond. Still, the government found no typewriter, no evidence. But O'Farrell says the effect of the investigation was enormous.
I could not get the government to understand the position they put us in. They caused me to lose everything I owned, from my business to my family to my home, my automobile. The bank right here in New Brockton, Alabama, repossessed my cars.
O'Farrell didn't have money to pay his bills because his best customers were called by federal agents every time they made a purchase, so they stopped buying. After more than 20 years, O'Farrell's wife left him, so he missed much of his youngest daughter's childhood. Like Richard Jewell, Wayne O'Farrell was never arrested or charged with any crime. Ultimately, another man was convicted of the mail bombing murders. After months, O'Farrell received a letter saying he was no longer a target. He pulls a crumpled piece of paper from his wallet. He carries it everywhere. It's a copy of the letter. But to O'Farrell, it's simply not enough.
Let me tell you something, though. I will never, ever stop asking the government for an apology and for restitution as long as I live or until they do it.
Another claim against the federal government comes out of one of the biggest tragedies in this country, last year's bombing of the federal office building in Oklahoma City. The FBI tracked down a Palestinian-American, Abraham Ahmad, who lived in Oklahoma City. He was traveling to Jordan at the time of the bombing. A crew member on the flight from Oklahoma City that morning reported that Ahmad looked nervous. Here, too, the FBI's case was based on a slim suspicion. For 3 days, agents in the U.S. and at London's Heathrow Airport interrogated Abraham Ahmad.
They held me in a small room, and the first thing they said, take your clothes off. They strip-searched me, and they told me to bend over. I was, of course, naked in front of, I don't know how many, three or four guys. And they held me for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. finally they said, you are under arrest. They handcuffed me and they said, you have to go back to the U.S.
33-year-old Ahmad, who is an American citizen, believes he was detained, strip-searched, and arrested solely because of his ethnic background, because he was a Palestinian who happened to be traveling at the time the bomb went off.
And when this happened, you know, and I said, and I'm still thinking, is this really where I'm going to spend the rest of my life? You know, when the things goes wrong, the first thing, the finger, you know, pointing at us and looking at us whenever a bomb goes off and hijacking and all of this stuff, they look at us first. Is this is really the place where I want to live, you know, and die? It's just disappointing, you know, very disappointing now.
Ahmad feels alienated from his neighbors in Oklahoma City. His wife and two small girls have left this country to get away from the media and from some angry citizens who threatened his family, shouted insults, and threw trash in their yard. In all of these cases, Richard Jewell, Wayne O'Farrell, and Abraham Ahmad had their names leaked to the media. All of them were interrogated. All feel they are owed an apology. The FBI declined to comment on any of these cases. George Terwilliger was U.S. attorney during the Bush administration. He says government apologies are rare.
I think it's a very, very close call as to whether an apology per se is indicated. If there was valid information in a case that caused someone to become a suspect and be investigated, I don't think the government needs to apologize for performing an investigation, and in fact probably deserves credit for following the investigation through and making a determination that it didn't pan out.
It's easy to forget, Terwilliger says, that there is an enormous amount of pressure on government officials to find and arrest the perpetrators. In fact, at times the pressure can be so great that innocent people are detained and interrogated. Terwilliger says it's difficult to say whether the FBI made mistakes in any of these high-profile investigations. Wayne O'Farrell in Alabama is suing the government for $150 million in compensation. Richard Jewell of Atlanta and Abraham Ahmad, who remains in Oklahoma City, are also filing claims against the government. The federal government cannot, however, be sued for slander or libel. Because these cases can take up to a decade to resolve, the lives of these men are likely to remain unsettled for some time. I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.